With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Christmas is approaching, bringing with it a whole lot of love, laughter, and joy, but also a whole load of rubbish. Every Christmas, the amount of waste produced in the UK increases by a third, and transport of goods and people leads to plenty of greenhouse gas emissions.
Ho, ho!
So here are my 7 ways to have a more carbon-neutral Christmas. And yes, feel free to accuse me of being a killjoy, Scrooge or other festive fuddy-duddy, but I was visited by the ghost of Christmas future, and it was a soaked Santa asking how the heck he's supposed to deliver anyone presents when the North Pole has melted. Recycle your wrapping paper. 227,000 miles of wrapping paper are thrown away each year, enough to wrap the equator several times over. There are plenty of shops that sell recycled or recyclable wrapping paper. Just check when you buy. Or if you want everyone to know just how environmentally aware you are, you can use newspaper. And instead of paper, try e-cards. Or just send Aunt Gladys a tweet. If you are buying a tree, go natural. A plastic tree needs to be reused for at least 12 years before it's more carbon efficient than simply getting a real one each year. Plus, you get to enjoy that lovely pine smell, and what's more Christmassy than endlessly vacuuming needles from your carpet? When it's done, don't throw it in the bin. You can plant it in the garden, compost it, or get a local charity to take it away.
Number 3.
And on that tree, there must be fairy lights. These tangled nightmares can eat up energy. So if you are going to buy some more, try switching to the more energy-efficient LEDs. And if you want to avoid plastic decorations, you can use pine cones or make wreaths from fallen leaves.
Number 4.
Go vegan. All right, it just wouldn't be Christmas without turkey, the blandest, driest meat available, so beloved that we avoid it for the rest of the year. But reducing meat consumption, even a little, around the Christmas period can have a huge impact on your carbon footprint. If you are getting meat, look for local options, and some of them have lower carbon footprints than others. For example, chicken is about 28 times better than beef.
Number 5.
You can also try and minimise the food waste by carefully planning in advance. In the UK, approximately 2 million turkeys, 74 million mince pies, and 17.2 million Brussels sprouts are thrown out every Christmas.
Six.
Crackers. These little tubes of fun are, well, fun, but they're a great example of the fleeting nature of Christmas tat. We buy them, explode them, look at the plastic toy within, which, unless it's one of those handy screwdrivers, is immediately thrown into landfill. You can get crackers without toys, which are mostly recyclable, or you can boot them from your dinner table completely. Try pulling twigs as an environmentally friendly way of recreating that fun bang, and instead of telling cracker jokes, argue about Brexit with your relatives.
Number 7.
Although this year does seem to have been slightly more roasty than usual, the temperature is starting to drop. So rather than turning up the heating, try and insulate your house with thick curtains, door snakes, and, sorry Santa, plugging up any unused chimneys. He'll find his way in, but the cold air won't. And that wraps it up for my top tinsel tips. And just remember, Father Christmas will know if you've been carbon naughty or neutral. Happy Christmas.